The Gemara Maseches Pesachim and Daf Kuf Amud Beis talks about the obligation that Kiddush has to be Makom Suda. According to Rav, there's a din of Kiddush Makom Suda. People want to wonder why that's the case. Why do you need Kiddush Makom Suda? And two different suggestions are raised. Perhaps talking in 2 days in the Rashbam, right there on the spot. One option is the Kiddush needs a Suda. In other words, a Kiddush without a Suda looks naked, looks lonely, looks abandoned by itself. In order to show Chashivas, to show the importance of Kiddush, you have a Suda with it, you eat something afterwards, which makes it not just a glass of wine, but something more substantive, something more serious. Alternatively, the focus is not on the Kiddush, but rather on the Suda, the goal is to enhance the Suda. There's no better way of having an inspiring Shabbos meal than starting off by being Mekadosh that meal, so to speak, with Kiddush. And therefore, the focus could either be on the Kiddush or on the Suda. There are two, perhaps, nafgaminas that would result of this Shaila. Of this chakira. One nafkamina would be, if let's say a person has kiddush in shul, and maybe has some mezonos or what, and then goes back to his house Shabbos day for lunch, right afterwards, he already heard kiddush, and you had a suda there, a small little suda of mezonos with your kiddush, would you have to make kiddush again at your house? Would you be required to make a second kiddush? Again, if the idea is to enhance the Kiddush, if the goal is to make sure that the Kiddush isn't naked. So you did that in shul already with your mezonos or whatnot. However, if the goal is to enhance your Shabbos table, the goal is to have your lunch have a Kiddush to it, then you still would have to make Kiddush again. Rav Moshe Feinstein has this nafkamina to this chakira and links it up to the 2 days of the Rashbam. A second potential nafkamina would be whether or not you need Kiddush by Shalashuddis. The truth is it's a big machlokas rishonim as to whether or not you need Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddis. There's an interesting discussion in the Rambam, which is really the same. The Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Tes writes, one has wine, one should have wine, pardon me, during Suda Shalishit, during Shalosh Shuddis. So the Torah writes, that's because it's Kiddush, according to the Rambam. He sides with the Rishonim who believe you do need Kiddush by all three meals, including Shalosh Shuddis. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Torah and disagrees and says, no, this is not a din in Kiddush. It's a din of Kavod Suda. It's a wonderful thing to have a glass of wine there. It's respectful, it enhances the Suda, but not B'taras Kiddush, just a separate din. And again, this Shaila probably boils down to whether or not every Suda needs a Kiddush or not. So those are two nafkaminas to this Shaila. A small little additional kasha that Achronim ask is that there is a machlokis whether or not one can have Suda Shabbos during Tosefes Shabbos. In other words, if let's say you start Shabbos early, you make an early Shabbos, so that's called Tosefes Shabbos. Can you eat a meal then? Can you have your Su'udah then? It's a machlokes between the Maharshal and the Taz. And that machlokes boils down to probably the nature of Tosefes Shabbos. Is it real Shabbos or not? But people ask, how can you argue? The answer is no, it's too early for a Su'udah then. The Gemara writes in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chav Zayin that you can certainly have Kiddush then. So what? You can have Kiddush without Suda? How can you have Kiddush without Suda? According to that opinion. And the suggestion that Achronim say is it could be you can have Suda then. It just doesn't count as a Shabbos Suda. In other words, a Shabbos Suda, you have to have a little bit of bread later on after Tzeis HaKochavim. But you can have a Suda now, which reinforces, which connects to the Kiddush. Or in other words, it could be the Kiddush Malkum Suda requires a Kiddush and a Suda, but not necessarily a Shabbos Suda. It's an Erev Shabbos Suda, but that gives the Chashivas to the Kiddush. If that be the case, this would be one side of the Chakira as well, that the Kiddush needs a Suda. You cannot have a naked Kiddush. You don't need a Shabbos Suda. That would be that'd be the other side of the Chakira, that Shabbos meals need a Kiddush. We're suggesting the first side, that the Kiddush needs a Suda afterwards, and perhaps you'd be able to have a Kiddush Malkum Suda, Erev Shabbos, even though there is no Suda Shabbos, it is a Suda which gives Chashivas to the Kiddush.